views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and right now Sky just needed to step out for a moment, so you are with the wonderful of myself, Artie Hoffman. Again, I want to express to you a few really, really cool places to visit, and if you need like a day getaway or if you have a couple of days to get away, really, really cool places to visit is New Hope in Pennsylvania. Guaranteed great relaxing time. Guarantee it. The place is drop dead gorgeous, right along the Delaware River. Lots of beautiful shops, lots of wonderful restaurants on the water. And again, I know it sounds like I do an overkill of using this expression, but you really do feel like you're in a Norman Rockwell painting, because it gives you the impression like you're going back in time. And the place is just breathtaking, especially when it's a beautiful, you know, nice day outside, and every single store has something different to offer, different artsy stuff, different jewelry pieces, different tchotchkes, nostalgic leather shops, all kinds of shops. And I don't even own stock in anything there. And they have a really cool bridge that you could go over the Delaware River, and then there's Lambertsville on the other side of the bridge, and they have the Paper Mill Playhouse right there, which is phenomenal if you like plays and stuff like that. But it's really, really cool. Also, another great place to visit is Hershey, Pennsylvania. Another wonderful place is Baltimore Harbor. Lots and lots of fun, and they have a really cool aquarium there. Washington, D.C. is really cool with the Smithsonian, with all the museums and the zoo. Very cool. New York City is always a guaranteed great place. And I'm telling you, all the places to visit along the East Coast in this metropolitan area, because that's what I know personally. And, you know, it really is. It's a really, really good time. You know what? I'm getting the impression right now that, you know, for all of you who are trying to figure out what would be a cool thing to do, go on your Facebook or go in your list of phone numbers and call up somebody or reach out to somebody who you haven't spoken to in a really, really long time, and start up just a conversation with them and reach out to people. And a lot of times people say to me, how do I get out of my comfort zone? I mean, how do I get, you know, to be a place of happiness? How do I, you know, get to be a more confident person? And how you get to be a more confident person is by doing things that are outside of your comfort zone. You know, if you started to create some kind of a bucket list, all right, if you started to create a bucket list and started to write down things that you've always wanted to do that you haven't done, or visit places you haven't visited, start doing them. And as you start reaching out more and more towards your goals, and as you start to do things that are kind of outside of your normal realm of doing things, you're going to find that not only you're going to be happier, but your confidence level is going to be boosted up, because you're not stuck in that rut. You know, and a lot of people, you know, allow themselves to be stuck in that rut. They make their lives very routine rather than, you know, doing things outside the norm. And a lot of times people have a hard time stepping out of that routine but it's important, you know, and don't get used to the same old, same old. But, you know, and there are some people who say, well, everything costs money. Well, not everything costs money. And if you look up in Google all the community events or where there's like street fairs going on in different areas of your, you know, home state or in the county, you know, it's fun just to walk around. Or there's lots of car shows going on where you could, you know, stroll around. All the old car, you know, old classic car shows is a lot of fun.
They're wonderful. Meet a lot of nice people too.
Yeah. And it's really cool talking about the cars or, you know, but, you know, there's lots of things to do, but you just got to step out and do it. And, you know, a lot of times people will ask us, am I ever going to find the love of my life? And, you know, if you just go to home and go to work and go to home, take care of family, go to work, come home, clean the house and go to work. And you're just doing a routine. A lot of times people will ask me what my love life is like, or am I going to have a love life? And the thing is, it's like they say they want a love life, but at the same token, they're not really allowing the time for things to happen. They're not opening up time in their life to even allow somebody else into their life because they're stuck in a routine, or they're playing overly defensive where your walls are so sky high and you're afraid to get hurt, or you're afraid of rejection. And you're allowed just to start off relationships where it's just friendly and just platonic, and you don't have to start off right out of the gate where, oh my God, you know, we're going for a relationship. You know, start off slowly.
If you're feeling that you're lonely and you're feeling that it's time for you to maybe find somebody, a companion, that's divine timing. That means that you're being really told by your spirit world or your angels that, you know what, there's something right around the corner. So go seek and search it out. Okay. And like Artie said, you don't have to make it a steady relationship all of a sudden. It could be a very platonic relationship. The best and lasting, most lasting relationships always start out as best friends. Okay. Because keep that in mind. If you're looking for a long-term relationship, start off as a best friend, because you start to love your best friend and then it turns into something more. And sometimes it doesn't. It's all a matter of how far you want to take it.
A lot of people have a tendency to put pressure on themselves when they're going out with their friends or going out with new people. Like, is this the one? Do I look okay? I mean, you're placing so many judgments and so many worries and so many concerns on whether if this is the one, or do I look okay? Is my breath okay? Am I dressing okay? Why don't you just...
Do my feet smell?
Yeah. Just simply just enjoy each other's company. And if the chemistry isn't working, so just look at it. Well, you know what? It's just for the moment.
And you're my friend.
Or you're a friend, or maybe you don't want to be their friend, but still, it's just for a moment. But the best thing to do if you want to make a first date and take a lot of pressure off, make your first date a brunch, or where it's in the middle of the day rather than a nighttime date, because it takes a lot of pressure off.
Yep.
So,
okay. We have Sherry from New Jersey who is back now, and also Sonia came back from Pennsylvania.
So we're going to go to Sherry first. Yes. We were trying to reach Sherry before.
Yes. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm okay. I hope you
good.
Don't lose
what
me
made
again.
You feel? What?
I can hardly hear you. I would like to know anything you can tell me about my daughter's current relationship that she's in.
Okay, hold on. Just
can I have her
second.
First name,
yeah,
please?
Please.
Her name is Heather.
Heather. All righty.
I'm seeing that. It's not a relationship that's going to last. I feel that it's a little turbulent. And she should think twice about it.
Yeah, she is going to release it. She yep. is going to release it. And during Christmas time, it's either there's going to be a breakup or she's going to be introduced to somebody new. But there's going to be like a major shift and change in her love life.
Yeah.
Right around Christmas time.
And she's doing everything in her power to stay, and it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
It needs to be released. She needs to really come to terms with that.
You just have to allow time to heal. You have to allow things to take its course, and there's nothing you can do. She has to experience her own experiences.
Right.
And if she wants to choose to be, you know, more to deal with pain or whatever, you know, that then that's her choice. But You'll see. And I'm also getting there's some kind of jealousy issues that are going on. Now, I don't know if it's one of his friends that's going to go after her or one of her friends that's going to go after him. But I actually see somebody trying to interject into the relationship, trying to take somebody from somebody.
Yeah, somebody's sending love in the wrong direction.
Okay. Yeah, I could guarantee it's nobody going after him.
Okay, well, then it's going to be somebody going after her, like I said. But there's going to be a new shift and change right around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Right around the holiday season.
It's so funny because the angels are explaining to me that this is going to start off as a friendship, this new relationship that she's going to head into, that the old one is going to disappear, and this is going to be start off as a friendship. So she could actually know the person who she's going to be with next already, because I'm hearing it's a friendship already.
Okay.
But just put it this way, just go to bed knowing that her with peace of mind, knowing that her situation's only temporary. It's just a matter of how much longer she's willing to tolerate it.
Right.
But if you put more pressure on her, keep on asking questions or whatever, just like don't give it any energy and let her run its course. Because the more you try to intervene, the more she's going to be stubborn by trying to stick with it. But she already knows that, but she's just trying to prove a point.
Right.
I learned that a long time ago. No, I say nothing. I just pray a lot. And I just called to just see if there was anything that you could tell me that would give me a little hope for something better.
Yes, there is something hope for better, and
absolutely.
That this is only temporary. Does he have a tattoo around the neck or on his face?
Does he? No.
Yeah.
I'm seeing someone with a tattoo also. Is it your daughter?
She has one, yes.
Okay. And is that in memory of someone? Or a special occasion or something like that?
It's for her daughter. Her daughter's astrological sign.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. Very good. Okay.
She's going to get another tattoo.
Yes. And also, the guy that she's going to be with next will have one around his neck or someplace.
Or on the back of his neck or something. Or on the upper back. But I'm seeing it closer to the face.
And nothing that's outlandish that would look, you know, disgusting.
But I got news for you. Yeah. Her days of dating, like really bad boys, unfortunately, it's not over.
Right. She seems to attract the bad boys.
Well, not really bad boys, just...
it's for her.
It's hard to explain. People that can...
Not somebody of her social class, not somebody of her integrity level.
Right. It's not that they're bad, like they do things bad. It's just not, like Artie said, it's just not on her level. But I'm sorry we have to go to another break right now. It's been wonderful talking to you, and lots of good luck with your daughter.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just chill out knowing that it's only temporary.
Right. Okay, folks.
Real fast, is she going to have any more children?
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Take care.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
All right, welcome back, everybody. You know what? That song by Billy Joel, Vienna.
It. Yes.
It's one of my favorite songs
Mine
of his,
too.
You know?
You know, when we were young, my husband and I, my husband gave me a song from Billy Joel. And it's the one that it says, she'll cut you and leave you laugh while you're bleeding.
Right, of course.
What is the name of that song?
She takes care of herself.
That's exactly what it was.
She's Always a Woman by Billy Joel.
That's right.
I'll take Billy Joel for 100, please.
The answer is,
she's always a woman to me.
Yes, and he gave me that song and sang it to me he still sings it to me. Isn't he a sweetie pie?
Also, that reminds you of the song like Maggie May by
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you.
Yeah, by Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true. A lot of people hang on that even though people have their flaws, it's like you're still mine.
Let's hang on to what we've got.
There you go.
Because, honey, we got a lot.
Or we got, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
There you go. And
with Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, that was like the show of all shows.
I loved Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher
was
so great.
What a body that girl has.
Let me tell you something. Back in the day, the shows that were unbelievably fantastic was Dick Martin, Sonny and Cher.
Right. Dean Martin.
Laughing.
Oh, yeah.
That's Rowan and Martin's Laughing.
Yes. Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn was a part of it. Yeah, yes. Rowan and Martin Laughing.
Yes, Rowan and Martin. I love that.
Rowan and Martin Laughing was a great show. Hee Haw.
Yes.
A great show.
Oh, that was so funny.
Dynamite show. Nipsey Russell.
Do you remember Nipsey Russell?
Like the devil made me do
right.
it.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
The Nipsey Russell show.
Yes.
He was fantastic. And the thing that was great is like everything.
Everybody could watch it.
It was a clean show.
Yes.
They were all clean shows. They were all funny.
And family oriented.
And very family. And the Ed Sullivan show was great.
Oh, you got a really big shoe here tonight.
You know, these shows, like, they don't make shows like this anymore.
Why?
And they have some shows where they try to mimic them, and they're not even close. They're like, you know, like right now they do the Dean Martin roast, but they're really, really cutthroat.
Yeah.
And really piss poor taste.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
No.
It's really bad humor. And when you see the people laughing because it's about, they're not really laughing because they think it's that funny.
Right.
They're laughing just because, like, not to, I don't know, maybe just it's a generous laugh.
Yes.
It's not a true
being.
They're being kind with the laugh because the jokes, like, really suck. But when you listen to the Dean Martin roast back in the day, they were truly clean and funny and great to listen to. They weren't cutthroat or knocking anybody. Well, they were knocking, but they were doing it in such a wonderful sense of humor.
Absolutely.
And they don't have that anymore.
Right.
You know, also my other favorite shows, I don't even know what made me got into this topic. I guess because we were just singing all the best songs from the yesteryears. What else? I love watching The Odd Couple.
Oh, I love The Odd Couple. And in fact, I just found the movie on iTunes.
Oh, really?
Yes, the original.
The original.
With Jack Lemmon. Yeah, and what's his name? Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
Yes.
Fabulous movie and funny. Gosh, it is so funny. And it's clean. There's not one curse word. There's not one sexual suggestive action in it. And it's hysterical. It's hysterical. If you want a night of oldies, guys, those are the things to go look for.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the show Taxi.
Yeah.
That was another very, very funny show. Cheers. Great show. MASH. A great show.
Yeah.
You know, they don't make shows like that anymore. You know, it's just a shame that a lot of beautiful shows of the yesteryears are gone. And they have all this bull crap. And I mean, true. And I'm being very kind when I choose my words. Bull crap reality shows that's worth a crap. And, you know, seriously, you know, when if you have something special going on in your life, I can understand having a reality show. You know, like they have the reality show of the little people and how they get by and stuff. That's
they're adorable.
They're really adorable. You know, and you have different types of shows like that where people are making a difference or there's something unique about them.
You know why? Because it shows challenges in other people's lives. We take our lives for granted because, you know, most of us are living a normal adult-sized life. But when we see the little people, we don't realize that the very little things in life that are just everyday things are such a huge challenge for these sweet people. Just getting into and out of a bed or putting on
your clothes.
Yeah, cooking.
Reaching for pots and pans. And it's really, you know, interesting to see how people live. Or when you have a family of like 25 kids.
Yes, exactly.
You know, that could be chaotic in itself.
Yes, I don't know. I can't believe that woman still has a uterus.
That's unbelievable.
God bless her. Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something right now, guys. We have a lovely lady that is going to – has been waiting.
Sonia.
Yes, she's been waiting so patiently.
From Pennsylvania.
Sonia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you having trust issues?
Am I what?
Are you having trust issues?
Well, I mean, that's part of what I wanted to mention. But first of all, I just wanted to mention, that wasn't really my question, but since you mentioned it, we'll get back to that in a second. But first off, I just wanted to give an affirmation out, a shout out to Artie.
Yes, honey.
You know, I did email you, I guess, about a little over a month ago or so. I was going through something really rough. My partner, you know, she did leave. She did not leave in the best of ways. I don't know if you recall.
Yes,
you
tell
me? Yes. It's been a little over a month now.
I remember you called.
Let her finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know you did give me that affirmation that, you know, she did, that I was going to win the TFA, you know, in court. And I did. I got the 3 years. And I didn't even have to go to court because everything was settled before we got to the judge. And that, you know, that I would keep the dog. Well, she hasn't reached out to me again ever since. And, you know, she's out of my life. Hopefully for good. So, no, I just wanted to, that you were right on all those things you told me. It was difficult, you know.
Okay, cool. I just want to reiterate that there's still going to be another dig from her. It's not fully over. I did say to you, even though there's a 3-year restraining order on you, I mean, that you have on her, which I told you, I feel like she's still going to push the boundaries with that 3-year restraining order.
Yeah.
She's going to end up getting slam dunked again because she's such an angry, revengeful type of person. Now, do I feel like you have to overly worry right now? No, I don't think you have to overly worry right now. But I am seeing like some kind of upsetness or disappointment coming from her. And, you know, but also make sure you can't take for granted that when you leave your place that your doors are locked, your windows are locked, and that, you know, as far as with the keys, make sure you change the locks.
All the locks are changing. I keep all my doors and all my windows locked, and I leave lights on at night, front and back.
Good.
That's really good. But I mean, overall, I feel like you're going to be okay. I really do. But you just got to always play heads up.
Right.
And with that, right, so, you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's
and
good because I'm ready
to. Freedom.
Yeah, you know, like I said,
I'm very happy for you.
Yes.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, I that wasn't my question, but I just wanted to mention that since I had a chance to be in the air and you were very supportive, and I was going through a very rough time. But the whole time she was there,
sure,
you know,
that.
Kicked out my sister out of my own house. And, you know, I just told my sister to leave because I didn't want any problems, anything bad happening. But, you know, that's when everything started. You know, she had no right to do that. That was my family. What am I supposed to do? Just not talk to my family anymore? Just please her? Come on.
I remember that day that you spoke to us about that. I remember that day.
Yeah, I was very, you know, emotionally, and it's like now I feel like I can breathe again. But yeah, really what I wanted is that I'm not shutting myself out. I'm just taking a breather at a time right now, taking things really slow and, you know, getting back into things again. But I just wanted to see what you're picking up as far as me, you know, meeting someone.
Okay, you know what? We're going to have to go to a station break right now. But
hold on.
Hang on. We'll be right back, folks, after this message.
So stick around.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Darling, please believe me, I'll never do you no harm.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Listen, if anybody, if you're into the Beatles, okay, there's a group that you, especially, they play a lot along the East Coast. They do travel all over the place, but they play a lot more during the along the East Coast, and it's called the Fab Faux, F-A-U-X.
Oh yeah,
they look nothing like the Beatles, but you close your eyes and they sound exactly like the Beatles. And in some instances, they actually sound better than the Beatles being the Beatles. And it's only because of the advanced acoustics and everything that they have. But the personalities are fantastic. And there's like, they got like five very talented performers that not are only good with their music talent, but all five guys take turns singing all different ones of their songs because their vocal cords could reach all the specific notes. And so that makes it super special. Now, what's amazing is that it was mostly Paul and John that did, you know, most of their songs. Although, you know, Ringo
John was amazing.
Yeah, Ringo and George, they, you know, they had a few songs of the Beatles, but the majority was Paul and John. But my point is that these five guys of the Fab Faux are absolutely amazing, because each guy could hit certain vocal ranges to meet all the sounds of the original Beatles. And I'm telling you, if you were lucky enough to be in the area or to get tickets to see the Fab Faux, again, F-A-U-X, go to fabfaux.com. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And what's really cool, because I've been to a lot of Fab Faux concerts. You see, when they're singing, the whole audience is bobbing their head as one, and it's really cool. And everybody's into it. Everybody. And like I said, not only are they extremely talented musically, but they're also a lot of fun to listen to. And with that, we have Sonia.
Hello.
Hello there. All right, Sonia. So what is it that what else would you like to have answered?
Yeah, basically I was calling in to let you know that. And my real question was, of course, I'm taking a breather now, taking things easy and slow, but I just wanted to see you know, if you're picking up, you know, me meeting someone with my same interests, with any possibility of a relationship, if you're picking up a female by any chance.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Sonia. The angels are telling me that you need to be free. You need your freedom right now. You need to
right.
heal.
No, not right now. Yes.
Thoroughly from this. And you need to heal, like I said, thoroughly from this before you jump into any other relationship. You will know when it's time. I feel it's too early yet, and I feel as though you don't trust. There's not enough trust built up yet to bring somebody else into your life. But that's okay. That doesn't mean that it's always going to be like that. But just take this time and take this freedom and use it to heal yourself.
Allow yourself to get invested with your time for like doing yoga and stuff like that, because I really feel like you're going to actually gain some kind of relationship with through yoga, believe it or not, or some kind of meditation gatherings. This is where, and I don't feel like it's going to happen right away.
No.
But I feel like it is going to lead you to another wonderful relationship. And this is what I was seeing while I was listening to your voice. And right now, we have to go to another wonderful person.
Thanks for calling,
okay.
Sonia, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, right now we have Tiffany from New Jersey.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Excuse me?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, we're doing good, Tiff.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. I was just calling in to see if you guys were picking up any of my energy and just so you know, a general...
I'm picking up that you have a lot of nervous energy and that you need some kind of physical outlet for it.
Okay.
All right. And you're not going to be happy with yourself unless you start getting that physical outlet. Okay.
Okay.
And I want you to learn to love yourself, because I feel you're a little deficient in that. I feel you're a great person and you help a lot of people and you love a lot of people, but you're neglecting yourself. I don't think that you're loving yourself as much as you can. And in order to, you know, have a relationship with somebody else, you have to learn to love yourself before you can love anyone else.
I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Believe it or not, I see you owning a high-end, good-used car.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be, whether it be a Mercedes or a BMW or an Audi, but it's a high-end car. And I see it being a good-used car. And I feel like you're going to step in crap. And that you're going to be at the right place at the right time. And I feel like it's like somebody who has to get rid of their car, or it's somebody who's just going to be ultra generous. But I feel like you're going to end up getting a car that's going to be within your budget. And yeah, and you'll see. And I'm not wrong, because it's so vivid in my mind. And it's either, like I said, a BMW, an Audi, a Mercedes. But you're going to be driving a high-end car.
And you know something, angels are also telling me that you're not alone.
Okay.
So you could feel complete just being with yourself, because you're not alone. And that there is good things coming to you shortly. But like I said, just take some time.
I feel like the best way for you to like really feel very happy within your overall life is as far as doing outdoor activities.
Yes.
Doing any kind of sport activities that involves being outdoors, I feel like will be extremely beneficial for you. Whether you take up, you know, hiking, whether you take up tennis or paddleball, but some kind of physical outside activity is really, really going to benefit you. And you're gonna look forward to it on a regular basis.
Also, you're going to improve your health. That's something too that you've been kind of pushing off to the side that you'd like to get done. Maybe exercise, maybe regroup your diet, maybe eat better. Take vitamins, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So
where are you from again?
Jersey.
New Jersey.
You're going to be asked to go to the Pocono Mountains.
Oh, okay.
And, I see, and it's going to be during the winter time. And I feel like it's going to be a really, really good fun, cozy time. And whether it be for skiing, whether it be outdoor, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling. But again, I'm seeing a really fun time. And I'm also seeing that the place that you have that you're going to be staying is and has a really nice size bathtub and or jacuzzi. It's going to be a nice getaway at some kind of a lodge of some sort.
You know, too, I feel as though you're looking for an apology from someone or to rectify a relationship. But basically, you feel like you're entitled to an apology from somewhere. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I truly believe that... It's in your dreams. You're not going to get it.
All right. Okay.
I think, though, that, I think you need to release that feeling through prayer.
You want to know something?
Okay.
Don't ever let go of your dreams.
Right.
All right.
And
because I'm hearing the song in my head by ELO, Hold On Tight to Your Dreams. And don't use the expression, oh, I'm too old or I'm too late to start, or don't play that card. Don't play that song for yourself. All right. Just keep on going after your dreams, because that's what's going to keep you young. That's what's going to keep you young. All right. Don't let age ever be a factor of doing something that you always wanted to do. I don't care how old you are. If you want it that bad enough, or if you want to feel alive again, young again, you know, go out and, you know, do that orgy thing.
You know what? I think you need to surround yourself with more friendship.
Okay.
I really do. I think you need to go out there and go make some new friends through the things that we told you, health, nature. And I believe that when that happens, you're going to find yourself in a brand new group of people that you're going to be able to relate to better.
And also, you're allowing yourself, don't allow yourself to hold on to somebody where they always feel entitled.
Right.
And I see somebody like emotionally draining you. And it's like, no matter how much you give or no matter what you do, they always feel entitled and they're not fully appreciating you. But you keep on setting yourself up in a position where, you know, you keep on performing and giving and they keep on expecting and they're not showing the appreciation that you're looking for. And so what I would say to you is stop performing for them and start getting more into yourself.
And release and relax. Because that's
let
very
go,
important.
Mom.
Yes. And that apology that you're looking for, it's not really going to come. So release it, relax, and move forward. Okay.
All right, well, you guys, all I can say is wow.
Great. All right, well, listen, everybody. Well, unfortunately, we got to go right now for a commercial break. So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial.
Good talking to you.
When are you going to come?
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we are really excited today because we have been taking call after call, and this is what we're here for. So thanks, guys, for calling in.
So who do we have right now?
Bri, who do we have right now that
we
just
have
called in?
Donna from New Jersey. Welcome to Angels and Answers. What's your question for Artie and Sky?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're great.
I'm contemplating a move, and I wanted to know if I should stay in my general area or move out of state.
Okay.
All right. Well, hold on. Instantly, I'm seeing a happy outcome.
And I feel that you're going to manifest exactly what you want. And I'm feeling that you want a fresh beginning.
Yes, I just don't know where.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
well,
there's
a way to find that out.
Hold on a second. What are your specific choices?
Okay, my specific choices are to stay within Cape May County or to move to Tennessee.
I would get out of Cape May County if I were you because you're limited on employment. I don't know if you do any specialties or what, but if you don't have a specialty behind you or a degree, you're going to be quite limited in that area.
Well, I have a lot of stuff going on right now, work-wise. Well, I mean, I have a regular job, but I also have my own thing going on. So,
oh, cool. Very cool.
I got news for you. I see nothing but success around you.
Me too.
And I feel like that no matter what you pick, and I don't mean to sound like I'm being, I'm not cheating out of a situation with you, but the angels are clearly telling me that whatever you choose, you're going to be successful, whether you choose to stay in Cape May or go to Tennessee. I know you're looking for one or the other, and there are a lot of times where Sky and I feel very, very strong one way or the other. But with this choice that you have, I feel like you're going to be successful in Cape May, and I feel like you're going to be successful in Tennessee. It's just whatever, which one you choose to experience.
And I really feel like you're leaning towards Tennessee because it's a new experience for you. And I think you're going to want to manifest a new experience in your life. And you may not even stay there for the rest of your life. But I feel at this juncture in time, you need a new experience.
Yeah. And there's my son lives out there, so I do go and visit. But
you do go and visit where?
Tennessee. My son's out there. Him and his wife and family.
Okay. What is it? What is it with a red house? There's something about either there's a room it's either that the exterior of the house is red or inside, like one of the rooms is red. Can you relate to any of this just now?
No.
No. Okay, and that's perfectly fine. Do you know what that tells me when you can't relate to it? If you can't relate to it now, that means there's going to be a move by you where you are going to experience moving to a house that's red on the outside, or one of the rooms is red, and that's going to be a very strong signal to you as far as where you belong. Yeah. So it's like Sky said, it's probably your ultimate best move between the two decisions is probably Tennessee. But I'm clearly seeing you being at a place, and it has to do with the color red.
Also, the color red signifies protection. So if you are having doubts about going so far away, know that you will be protected by the archangels.
You're going to end up in Tennessee, but if you decide for whatever reason not to, you're still going to be okay here.
Financially,
yeah. You're not going to drown either way. You're going to be fine.
And I think if you do go to Tennessee, that a lot of misunderstandings are going to be cleared up. Can you relate to that?
No,
a lot of misunderstandings that you've had with people are going to be cleared up. In other words, you're going to have people in your life that maybe didn't understand who you are or how you are. That's going to be all cleared up, and you're going to have you're going to be loved even more than you are now.
Donna, you have such success coming in your life. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
So just keep on repeating, doing what makes you happy. And seriously, I feel I'm looking at the angel cards.
Protection all over.
Yeah, and I see happiness and celebration and your dreams come true.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's the truth. So just keep your ways about you. Do not give yourself away to anybody in the sense of like selling yourself short to anybody. Always keep your highest integrity and, you know, self-love to yourself. Give that to yourself. And so long as you do that, regardless whether you stay in Cape May or whether you move to Tennessee, trust me, everything's going to work out just fine. And don't feel guilty whether you choose to stay in Cape May or whether you choose to go to Tennessee, because either way, you are lucky enough that you're going to be in a win-win situation.
Yes.
And I'm very confident with that.
So am I. There's only one thing that I see. You need more patience. I feel that your patience level's a little short. Okay?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. And I think that you can work on that. That's not such a big issue. Because, you know, let's face it. Everybody wants everything yesterday. But if you just calm down and you try and gain that patience, that you are going to be remarkably successful in your choice. It's going to turn out perfectly. Financially, you're going to be a success either, like I already said, here or there. But I feel that for your soul and your karma and the growth of your soul, Tennessee is where you're going to end up.
Just visualize yourself about 3 to 5 years from now, where you would like to be. And that's going to be your best choice. Try to visualize yourself being in Tennessee 3 to 5 years from now, and visualize yourself 3 to 5 years in Cape May. Just visualize yourself with that thought and make that a part of your plan. You're going to be fine. But right now, we do have to wrap up the show, and it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Thanks for calling, honey.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this week's segment. We had a lovely and a wonderful fun time with you. And so from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And always keep your faith to God and your angels. They're always around you to help you out. So just keep on putting your prayers out there and just always ask for beautiful miracles and blessings for you and your family.
And if you have anything that you're on the cuff or on the fence about, call your angels in and they could help you make that very important decision. So with that, everyone, God bless. Have a very safe and happy holiday weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, happy week, happy weekend. Happy Labor Day, everybody.
Happy Labor Day, guys.
And Labor Day weekend. Enjoy. Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.